according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. John's disciples came to Jesus and said, "Why is it that we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not?" Jesus replied, "Surely the bridegroom's attendants would never think of mourning as long as the bridegroom is still with them. But the time will come for the bridegroom to be ripped away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak, because the patch pulls away from the cloak and the tear gets worse. Nor do people put new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins burst, the wine runs out, and the skins are lost. No, they put new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. All week long, we've been hearing from the prophet Amos, who was coming in the 8th century before Christ, before the Assyrians would come in and destroy 10 of the 12 tribes of Israel in the northern part of the Holy Land called Israel proper. The southern part was called Judah. But today, on the last day that we're focusing on Amos, we get a prophecy of hope. Amos says for God that he will rebuild the tottering hut of David that was falling down. He was going to rebuild it as in the days of old, that the harvest will follow directly after plowing, the treading of grapes soon after sowing. And in fact, the fortunes of Israel would be so restored that they were going to have mountains running down with wine, was the prophecy. Eventually, after all their suffering, God was going to renew them. And that prophecy was fulfilled when Jesus came. And in the gospel, Jesus talks to us about the way we're supposed to respond when he comes. He gives the image of a wedding. We've all been to weddings. How many sad people are there at weddings? Not very many. And especially if you're the best man and the maid of honor, or you're the bridesmaids or the groomsmen, the best friends, the family members of the ones who are getting married. Those are the ones who are extraordinarily joyous. And if they were to go to a wedding and fast instead of feast, if they were to go there and be sad rather than full of joy, there would be something terribly mistaken. And so when the disciples of John the Baptist came up to Jesus and said, "We fast, the Pharisees fast," they didn't want to ask Jesus because they thought Jesus could be an exception to the rule of everybody else. But they said, "Why don't your disciples fast?" And Jesus replied, "Because now is the time of the wedding. I am the bridegroom. I am the husband. I have come, and now is a time for joy. There will come a time," he says, "when the bridegroom will be ripped away and they'll fast then." And that word in Greek, to rip them away, is exactly the way the chief priests, soldiers, tore Jesus out of the Garden of Gethsemane on Holy Thursday. We would fast then, because we fast when parts of us are not united with the Lord Jesus. And we fast so that all of us can be brought in with Jesus. We've all met people who are Christian who aren't full of joy. They're not full of joy, and they need to fast for that. But our fundamental response as Christians is we're supposed to be really happy, because Jesus, the bridegroom, has promised to be with us always until the end of time. And he wants to give us a gift when he comes. But we have to be ready to receive that joy that comes with receiving him who said, "I have come that my joy might be in you and your joy might be fulfilled." Jesus uses two images to describe how we're supposed to receive him. The first is clothing and the second is wine. He said you don't put a new patch on an old pair of jeans because once the patch shrinks, it'll tear the jeans. You need a new patch with new jeans so that they shrink together. In other words, Jesus is going to be giving us new clothing. And the clothing he's going to give us is really our baptismal garment, when we put him on so that we can receive continuously what he wants to give. The garments of the Pharisees and the scribes, and the garments even in the Old Testament, were too tight, were too rigid, were too tough. Jesus wanted to give us something new. And then likewise, in the olden days, there weren't bottles for wine. You would have these old skins in which you'd put the wine. But if the skins were old, they couldn't breathe anymore. And once the wine began to ferment, it would burst the skins, and all the wine and the skins themselves would be destroyed. Jesus says you've got to put new wine into new wineskins that still has elasticity so that it can expand. What Jesus is trying to describe for us is when he pours himself out into us, we need to receive him as if we're receiving him for the first time. Receive him new. Receive him with love. And Jesus is going to give us those new wineskins, but we have to recognize we need him. We can't come to Mass today the same way we came yesterday, or the same day we came when we made our first communion, or earlier. He wants us to receive him with new love today as he pours out his love for us. And the one who shows us how to wear these new clothes and these new wineskins so that we can be with Jesus, the bridegroom, in love, is Our Lady. She was the one who was capable of being filled with grace, filled with God, because she was ever new. Sin are like holes in the garments that need to be patched, or like holes in the wineskins. And she had no hole because there were no sins in her life. She's praying for us, that through her Son's mercy, we might have clothing and wineskins like she had. Today at Mass, Jesus is going to pour himself out again to us. Let us turn to him with confidence through the intercession of Our Lady and ask him for the grace to receive him today with new receptivity, so that we might respond to the gift of his outpouring just like our Blessed Mother. Praise be Jesus Christ.